Log Talk Radio.
Mega's New Nation, and with Virgil Spragas, Russell Hoodie, myself, Joseph Bernard, on this Tuesday night as we were watching the presidential address tonight and everything. And Virgil is not with us right now. He's on the road, but he'll be joining us here shortly once he gets parked and everything. So, hey, Russell, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Enjoying the speech, President.
I was questioning how come the Supreme Court Justice and our new Supreme Court Justice pick, Brett Kavanaugh, is not, why is he protesting the president? You know, and watching all the Democrats right now and everything, it's like a circus, you know, and stuff, but he's making some good points, you know, and stuff, and I agree with a lot of what he's saying right now. And he's just now talking about border security and everything, and he's getting ready to make his case on the border wall right now, so that's going to be interesting. And Virgil said that we're going to have a caller named Jennifer. She's going to call. In fact, I think she's with us right now. Hello, caller. Is this Jennifer?
Nope, this is Karma Lisa.
Oh, hey, Karma, how you doing? Long time no hear.
Hey, girl.
Well, my husband's deploying Saturday, so I was really been. I've been busy, then I was sick, and right now I'm watching this SOTU, and I'm loving
right.
the expressions on these freaking. Oh God, I want to smack Ocasio
right.
in the face, but you know.
Right. Well, I look at Pelosi's expressions right now. You know, I'm sitting here. I've been watching it. I'm just surprised that Brett Kavanaugh is actually not. He's not applauding the president. He's just sitting there with the rest of them. You know, and that's got me thinking. I didn't know if you noticed that. Did you notice it?
Yeah, I did. But I also noticed that Pelosi's supposed to, her face is going to stay frozen. She's had so many facelifts. But,
right, right.
The way I look at it, I'm hoping that everybody turns it off when they get up there to, you know, spew their garbage.
Yeah, so I am here in just a minute. So and everything, but you know, Trump is right. You know, we could all work together or not work together. You know, and everything.
But that's because they don't want to.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I think a majority of the Democrats that stood up, you know, want to work with them, but the ones that are sitting down are the ones that don't want to. That
you notice the majority are women? Are y'all noticing that? The majority are women.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm going to be there anyway, February 22nd. I will be at D.C. I'll be in D.C. during that march.
Carmelita, since you've joined us, there, I have a question. Are you looking at your television?
Yes, I am.
What's that shit hanging around Nancy Pelosi's neck?
I have no idea.
I was looking at that too. I didn't want to say. I'm glad you mentioned it. But the expressions, look at her expressions right now. The expressions are priceless. She's like,
Pay attention to the Muslim chick with the blue scarf on her, which she's doing right now.
I just got through watching Camilla Harris just now. The expression on her face was priceless, you know?
Yeah, she probably just got finished blowing one of her Senate guys. I mean, that's how she worked her way up the ladder.
We all knew that.
Truth hurts.
Exactly, you know. But go ahead, Russell. You were going to say something?
You were talking about Camilla Harris there, stuff like that. I was going to say I found it offensive that my tax dollars paying for her knee pads.
right. So, but, you know, I'm glad he's doing this, you know, and it's like, look at her shaking her head. Right now she's shaking her head and everything. You can tell it's just eating her up. You know?
Yeah, well, somebody ought to yank her up by that thing around her neck.
Right.
Make that her noose.
Right, right.
And where's Ginsburg? Okay, is anybody, where is this lady?
It's a friend of Virgil's that's supposed to call in. I think she's calling in later and everything. I don't know if you heard or not, but Ann quit on us. She's doing her own thing right now and everything and stuff. So we're kind of shopping around, you know, looking for somebody to kind of fill in the spot. So and stuff. But meanwhile, you know, I didn't know if you noticed, but we changed our name. We're now Mega News Nation. You know, with that, you know, it was actually suggested by some friends on Twitter because a lot of Trump supporters attacked the resistance, and it made good sense. They look for sites like this and they attack them, and they didn't want our site to get attacked, and they, you know, which we have in the past, and that explains a lot, you know. But not only that, we draw more crowd that way, so that's why we changed. You know, and everything. And change is good. Change is good. You know.
She went on vacation?
Huh?
Didn't Ann go back to Australia, I think, to visit?
No, she's up in Arizona right now with her husband on a vacation out there now. They just left this morning and stuff. Ann wanted to start her own radio show and stuff, so, you know, and everything. So we're going to help her from time to time and stuff. But, you know, like I said, change is you know, we got, you know, changes are coming and we're growing and stuff. So, you know, but anyhow, you know, we were talking last night about some stuff, about some of the stuff that he's talking about tonight. And what is some of your outlooks on this whole thing right now, Carmelia? Because I know you guys were, you know, caught in the middle of this. Your husband's, you know, with the federal government and everything. And what was his whole outlook during that whole time?
Well, I'll tell you what. Honestly, everybody thought he was going to backpedal on the border security. Mm-hmm. This man is not going to backpedal. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
This whole
mm-hmm.
investigation, everybody knows it's a witch hunt. It's going to be proven it's a witch hunt. They're going to get. They're going to do everything they can to go after him in the next 2 years. The Democrats don't want to work at all. But the thing is, honestly, I really, at this point, I do see more than people realize standing up, many people standing up and going against the Democratic Party. It's coming to that point. My husband, he can't really discuss a lot with me because of his position.
Right.
You know, and like I said, he's leaving Saturday. So this is like my last week with him. And then it'll be my, yeah. So, but honestly, I think he's going to have more problems with like Cory Booker and that Ocasio, that little communist Puerto Rican who's a disgrace to my heritage. He's going to have problems with her. He's going to have problems with Pelosi. He's going to have problems with Kamala. The little Honolulu. It's like everybody's dropping their hat in the ring for the Democratic Party, but if you notice, they're eating themselves. They really are.
And you notice they're all destroying each other at this point. They're already bringing down the Virginia governor, you know, and the Lieutenant governor.
While everybody's focused on the circus and stuff like that, there was one thing that happened today that got zero coverage from anyone. Just a little blurb across the news screen there, but the DOJ and FBI report came out today and said that the Russians had absolutely no effect on the 2016 election whatsoever.
I saw that on Twitter. You know, and just right now with this investigation going on with the inauguration investigation stuff, they even stated too that this has nothing to do with Trump.
You see, Ocasio's looking over. Is that the right number? I don't know. Because I'm too stupid. she's leaning over going, is that the right number?
Well, Virgil's on here right now. Hey, Virgil.
Hey, guys. I'm still driving. I'm trying to get home, so... eliminate the background noise. I'm gonna mute out and I'm gonna just listen. Is Jennifer on?
I know she hasn't called in yet, but Carmelita's on right now.
Oh, hey, Carmelita, cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
That's all Virgil knows.
I know enough to get my face slapped.
She said, how are you doing? She's doing fine. How are you doing? That's what she said.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I still have a little bit of laryngitis, but I'm getting better. So.
Right. But, you know, but tonight he just I have my TV muted, and he just spoke about the border wall. Did you guys catch any of it? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I'm catching it on my radio right now.
What did he say?
Well, he was talking. He was talking to the families that lost members to illegal criminals and stuff like that. I mean, he's running down the whole thing, and I know some people are going to be dissatisfied with this, but he did call him out on a couple of instances, and he did get a good jab in there and stuff. But when he was talking about the unemployment rates being the lowest in history for African Americans, Asians, Latinos, and stuff like that, Nancy was just wincing in pain. I think it was
not one Democrat will stand. Not one.
Yep. You know why, don't you? Because while they're working is taking away. Right. Well, the reason why is because the Democrats hates it when they're working because they're not depending on them.
Well, you want to know what's crazy? Everything he has touched on, everything in his agenda, okay, is all proven. It's all proven. Mm-hmm. You can't fight facts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just all proven with numbers and everything else. And that's what's pissing these people off, because they have been failures for so many years. And it took a man who is not a politician to change it all.
You're right, exactly. Well, not only that, when he was talking about the term limits, they really pissed him off.
It should be term limits, man. Career politicians are pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give credit to one Democrat who crossed the line.
Look at old Chuck.
crossed the line to get Kavanaugh nominated, and who has stood up and worked with Republicans some, and he's actually stood and applauded the president tonight, and I think his name's Manchin from Virginia or West Virginia. He's close to being an old blue dog Democrat. He's not one of these radicals.
Right, right. So, but I guess it just finished.
Well, you know, hang on, I'm
58% of newly created jobs. 58%. Look at all these women. I want to just go down the line and smack.
Right.
Women are just,
you're a woman, Carmelita. I'm going to ask this question to you. This is for all women as well. What rights were taken away that you guys don't have? I don't understand.
There were no rights taken away from us. Okay, you know what? That's a bullshit feminist agenda. All right, and it's really my personal opinion on it, and I'm not going to candy coat it. I am so sick and tired of women thinking that they are those two Muslim bitches. Is that right, baby? Exactly. You don't want to know what my husband just did when he seen the two Muslims together. We'll leave it at that. But,
well, let me ask, was there a goat nearby?
Nope. Wasn't a goat nearby. But the thing is with these women, all right, it's okay for them to not take responsibility and no accountability whatsoever for their actions. So they basically can lay down, spread their legs, get pregnant, and then all of a sudden you want to abort your baby? Bitch, it's not just the man's responsibility.
It's the woman's
too. It's not the man's responsibility. It's a woman's responsibility as well. And if you're not responsible enough to say, hey, cover it up, or you're not responsible enough to get put on birth control, then guess what? As far as I'm concerned, and I'm sorry if this sounds horrible, okay? But, the woman should die during the procedure.
So what was it? What did he say? I don't know, but he got the white coats to jump up and shout. What did he say?
Yeah, because he said we got more women employed.
That was the first mistake.
You do not want a bunch of women. Damn, they're crazy.
Look at them all high-fiving.
Can somebody high-five Ocasio in the face? He said we got more women employed, blah, 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 or whatever, in the House, or what?
In the country.
Overall.
More women in the workplace than ever before.
I was saying, when they didn't have... He said there's a lot more women in Congress now. And 100 years ago, remember, women didn't have a right to vote. But I was really hoping somebody would high-five Ocasio in the face. And, of course, Nancy is going to stand up because she thinks she's the most powerful woman in the world.
Yep. So, but, you know, but who knows, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. To me, I'm like Russell is right now. I'm like agitated with everything and discouraged with everything, you know, but I'm not leaning against Trump or anything like that, but it's against the whole situation right now, you know, because right now, I don't know if you heard or not, our state is turning into California, New Mexico. They just passed a bill this morning, okay, to where property taxes, I mentioned this a while back, the property taxes over here went up 12%.
What?
Mm-hmm. And they passed another bill for they're getting rid of the fracking here in New Mexico, which most of the oil is here in New Mexico. Okay. They canceled that. But guess what? Gas prices went up again this morning. Overnight. You know, I stopped to get gas. Gas was $1.65. Now it's almost $3.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You got
serious.
That female down there, don't you? You have that female socialist.
We got three of them, you know, and everything.
Well, you know, Virginia lost in the committee. You know, where they were pushing for that abortion 9 months, but it got killed. So that didn't pass in Virginia.
Right.
Now, Maryland, but, you know, I mean, I'm here for now, but shit, they kill each other left and right anyway. As far as I'm concerned, liberals kill liberals here.
Right. But, you know,
my ass is too close to D.C.
Well, now they're trying to put a tax on bullets over here. This is another one that's going through legislation now. They want to tax 100% on bullets.
100% on bullets?
Yep.
They want to tax that in New Mexico?
Yep.
Do you have any idea how many people will be making their own ammo?
Exactly. Or go to another state
so
and get ammo.
So much cheaper. Exactly.
You know,
all you got to do is
get. You know, and everything. But this is crazy stuff. It's like I was saying, I don't know if you heard me say this on the show, but just a while back, they got this is going into effect now. I think it passed as well. They were passing a bill where illegals can come in, rape you, murder you, kill you, do whatever they want. ICE and police cannot arrest them or investigate them.
What?
Yep.
In your state?
In my state.
No, I ain't got to worry about that here. Never mind. They won't have to worry about going to trial.
You know? This is how crazy it is. And that's just here. They're trying to pass these bills in several other blue states, the same bill. You know, and they're just...
But you got to remember something. These bills they're passing are unconstitutional. You cannot.
And another one they're trying to pass is they're trying to pass the electoral vote to where they want to abolish it. That's in the next...
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
You know,
that shit ain't going to happen. They're not going to get that through. I'm telling you right now. That which has been around forever. It's never going to pass.
They already passed it in Colorado, so I don't know.
But Colorado, look how many people in Colorado stood up and said they weren't giving in their weapons either.
Yep.
A shitload. They said that, and they are not abiding by that. You cannot do it. You cannot infringe. They need to learn the Constitution. That could be fought. Do you have any idea how many cases are now in place? How many lawyers have stepped up to even take cases pro bono against this red flag law?
And, they're doing that here too. The red flag law, that's another one that's on the bill. They're trying to, you know, then they're trying to pass all these crazy background check laws, which we already have, but they want to pass more.
They can't do it. I tell you, they don't even have enough. They don't have enough. First of all, they don't have a system in place that would actually be able to do it. Our U.S. military has been trying forever to get two systems to communicate with one another, the VA system and the DOD system. And guess what? Mm-hmm. To this day, they still don't communicate with each other. But yet we've got all these cyber techs out there and everything, and they're supposed to know their shit, okay?
Which they do not.
All right, because you could have a 12-year-old that's out there on a dark web, and they could probably hack into the Pentagon for all you know.
Right.
And it's just like, it bothers me so much that, you know, I listen to people, and I really do. I listen to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, and they bitch and moan. But when it comes down to it, all right, are you ready to stand up and actually fight for your country and take it back? Because these bills are not law. They're not law. You have to be willing to do.
And 70% don't want to do anything. They want to sit on their butts.
Yeah, well, I told my husband, and I stand by my oath. I was never relieved of it. I will die fighting for my country. I will die because I will not give up my freedom to anyone.
Russell, what do you want to say to that?
Well, you know, I just, it's they're all unconstitutional. Everything passed since the Dick Act of 1906 is unconstitutional, okay? They've ignored the Constitution, all of them. And, you know, everybody wants to knock the Democrats, knock them. The fucking Republicans are just as guilty in this stuff as the Democrats are, all right?
Exactly.
You've got one man up there, and you know what I see? I see a bunch of people running their cock holsters. Oh, we've got to take our country back. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. Mm-hmm. And nobody's doing a damn thing. We've got people, oh, yeah, we have militias in 50 states, and we have 50 companies. Yeah, and they've got two or three people in each company. You know, it's more about image than anything else. And I'm disgusted with the whole damn thing.
I agree. And it's like, it's like Russell, it's like you and me, Virgil was talking about. The three of us are willing to do it. I have nothing to lose. Okay. My kids are all grown. You know, I'm pretty much by myself, so I have nothing to lose. I'd be out there in a heartbeat.
See,
with you guys.
I think there's a lot of people. Honestly, there's a lot of people out there I think will stand up. I believe that. I know our military will. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's from talking. Yeah. That's from talking to active duty military. You would that not? You cannot even begin to fathom how many preppers are in our U.S. military.
I think there's a flaw in that line of thinking, because I work with a lot of young veterans all the time and stuff like that, training these different militia units and that kind of stuff. And most of these young people have never even been taught. It's in the manual, but in boot camp we were taught you do not have to follow an illegal order. And these young troops have never been doing that. They're gung-ho. And I've got a lot of people that think as much as 60% of the military would follow illegal orders.
Exactly.
You think they would follow illegal orders?
Yeah.
No, I spoke with a really good friend of mine out of Bragg. And I'll tell you what, he even told me, he said, you will not believe how many flag officers, okay, already said that they were ever given orders to go against law-abiding citizens, it would never happen. They said they will stand against. You know, I mean, it's a tyrannical government. And that's why I said it's going to come down to a revolution. Everybody knows it. Blood has to be shed here. Blood is going to have to be shed in order for these people to wake up and realize it. And it's, you know, and even though it's going to be something, a lot of innocent, but the fact remains. That's the only way you're going to get through to a tyrannical government. Because these people think they have everybody in their pocket, and pretty much they have drug cartels, all of this shit. And this is me talking to you not only as a patriot, but as a mother who lost a daughter to a fentanyl overdose. Okay? These people are allowing this to come into our country. They're allowing it. So it's not like, I have to keep having faith in my fellow brothers and sisters out there, because I believe in my heart, honestly, I do believe that many will take up arms and they will fight for this country. I mean, I've met so many. And
yeah, I mean, I have no doubt on that. But it's like Russell.
That's why they're trying
Russell,
to disarm us.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like Russell was saying, and I would say about 70% of the militias, so-called militias, aren't going to do it. They're going to back out. You know, and because one, you know, there's a small percentage that will. And everything. But I could tell you, just by being a militia and stuff, people that I've seen talking, you know, acting like they, you know, gung-ho this and that, those are the ones that ain't going to actually fight. They're the ones going to cower out. You know, am I right, Russell?
It's like Russell said. They go to the damn gun shop, they buy a $3,000 weapon, and don't get 50 cents worth of training to use it.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
that's
this.
The
right.
pathetic part.
Okay, let me tell you this. I've spent 20 years overall training. Okay, and let me tell you, there are some good units out there, and there are some that aren't worth the time of day. But they will be useful. They will be good cover for us doing the work. And that's all they're going to be. Cannon fodder and cover while the wolves go to work. And I hate all the sheepdog stuff. I hate it. I am not a sheepdog.
Right,
I could really talk about anybody who's not willing to stand up and fight. As far as I'm concerned, they could be collateral damage. I'm not looking to take care of anybody. I want my rights back. I want my country back. And I don't give two fucks about protecting anybody.
Right. And that's like me and Virgil talked about earlier. It's like, you know, look what's going to happen to our grandkids and their kids. If we don't do anything, they're screwed.
They'll be living in a communist country. They will not be living free. They will not be living free at all. And my thing is, we're already, we got all these little socialists in there right now. And if we don't get rid of that disease, as far as, this is how I look at it. Me, I'm not afraid to die. Okay? I'm just not. I don't fear death.
I'm not either.
Death to me is a new beginning. And I have, and like they tell us, you know, in the military, and I'm sure you guys that have been in the military, always prepare yourself to have to turn your weapon, even if it's on your best friend, that's going to turn to be the enemy. If you can't fight beside me, you can't fight beside me, and you can't fight with me, then you either get the, you get the hell behind me and go, or I'm going to shoot you. Because I'm not going to pick you up. I'm not going to hold your hand. I sure as hell am not going to feed you. Because I was talking to several people that I served with who are still active duty. They're about to retire. And we were talking about when shit goes down, and it's coming, it's coming. Dig in. You got to dig in. That's just going to be your first thing, because there's going to be a panic. Everybody's going to panic. And about nine, if we get hit with an EMP, 90% aren't going to, 90%, I'm telling you right now, they're not going to make it. You've got to dig in, because everybody's going to be wanting to hit the highways and this and that. You're gonna, it's going to be like a scene out of that stupid show, Fury Walking. Okay? Walking Dead or something? No,
well,
Walking Dead.
The thing was getting me with President Trump is Mexico is providing transportation to this new caravan up to the border. Okay? They're aiding and abetting. Okay, it's plain and simple, aiding and abetting. See, that right there is justification to send troops in across the border.
Oh, he's talking about abortion. He's talking about the abortion now. Look at the Democrats. Did he veto it?
Sorry, ladies, you can't kill your baby.
Well, okay, I done told y'all my feelings on that. Today's liberal socialist murdering tomorrow's social liberal, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Liberal, you know.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks for the help.
Well, I don't look at it that way. A innocent life, a child's life is a child's life. All
you
right?
know how many people are out there wanting to adopt?
From.
Yep.
You know,
you know, to be honest, guys, I'm willing to adopt and raise again. You know, I love raising
You know,
kids.
I bet you. The thing that's going to make sense for these people is shock and effect. God forbid if somebody walked in there. Honest to God, you brought an abortionist in there right now, okay? With a 9-month fetus, nine months. Remember, full term, and then he has that instrument where they puncture the back of their spinal, and did it right here on live TV. Wouldn't that be deemed murder?
And, exactly. But you know what? In some cases, I agree. Like, if there's a life situation, you know, or incest involved, or maybe, you know, like in my wife's case, when we lost our child through typical pregnancy, that was a life, you know, I almost lost them both. You know, actually, we lost a baby, two babies, so I lost two twin girls. And, you know, it hurt us greatly, but we had to abort one of them, you know, and everything. And
yeah, tubal ligation, I understand.
You know, I'm struggling against abortion, but to an extent, you know, in emergency situations and everything. But, you know, something I never discussed with my son, because he had a twin, too. You know, my wife was a twin, so we had twin boys and twin girls, you know, and everything.
Good God.
But, you know, but I agree to a certain extent, but at full term, healthy baby, that's murder.
Did you see Pelosi? Read Pelosi's lips. She is talking under her breath. You've got to watch her lips.
Oh, really?
She is fired up right now.
No.
Oh, she's fired up. Yes.
Y'all just missed it. Trump was talking about abortion, and she was puckered up so hard her mouth looked like an anus.
Yeah. So did the rest of the Democrats. Well, yeah, they just passed the full term abortion. I mean, you know, look at the faces.
Yeah, but look at New York. New York is going down the shitter, guys.
Mm-hmm.
New York's going down the shitter. Jersey's going down the shitter. Maryland is the shitter.
De Blasio found himself in a hell of a pickle. This is something else that wasn't covered by the mainstream media because, you know, you don't talk about this stuff where liberal cities are concerned. But the rich are fleeing New York. I mean, they are bailing out of there like they were. Okay. New York has got a $2 billion deficit this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the people they want to raise taxes on, you're like, fuck you, we're out of here.
And they're doing that here.
They
aren't
going to stick around.
They're doing that here in Mexico. You know, and actually, I communicated with a lady from New York that's wanting to come out here. And I told her, I said, sweetheart, keep your family there and your husband there. Or go to some other state.
No.
Don't come here to New Mexico because you'd be facing the same thing.
Go to Idaho.
Yeah, you know.
Go to Idaho. And, Idaho seems to be holding their.
Yeah.
All right, who has a big dog?
Well, Russell, about the thing about New York is passed some chicken shit tax thing where before you can leave New York, you got to pay an amount of tax or something on your property and all of that stuff, or they bring you to court and sue you. So so that's how they're trying to keep people in New York. Basically, they're holding them hostage.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that, Bill. I remember that. So, yeah, that's like, well, can they sneak out? you know.
Okay.
But
okay, explain this to me, though. Okay. I think we just hit on a really good point here, and nobody has ever been able to give me a logical answer on this, and I'm addressing this at the three of y'all, Virgil, Joseph, and Carmelita. Why, when people leave a state like that is fucked up, they're being taxed to death, they're murdering children, wherever they want to go, they want to turn that place into the same kind of shithole. Somebody explain that to me.
Yeah.
Anybody got an explanation for me?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of static. I didn't hear the complete question.
I didn't hear the full question, Russ. Hold on. Let me move.
I think that's Virgil. Go ahead.
No, the question was, you have people bailing out of California, Colorado, New York,
mm-hmm.
all right, Venezuela, the Middle East, you know, any shithole you want to name. They
mm-hmm.
come to America or they move out of that state and they move into a more free, conservative state, but they want to turn the place they come to the same shithole they left.
Because, again, they're called mentally incompetent. The problem is they don't know how to handle the freedom that they're trying to flee to.
Exactly.
So rather than try to abide by the laws of the free country that they wish to be in, they're already mindset on what
mm-hmm.
they've gotten so used to that they end up turning back to the
mm-hmm.
way things were in the country they fleed from. So they try to
mm-hmm.
push their agenda onto that country, and that's exactly what's taking Bernie Sanders, please die already. So basically, you know, I mean, that's what it comes down to, and it's up to us. And the problem is, mm-hmm. we have these idiots out there that are voting these people in. But I'm telling you, I do not believe, and nobody is going to convince me otherwise, okay? I'm willing to bet my life on it. These people in the House, the majority of them got in voter fraud. Voter fraud. They did not get elected. That New Mexico shit, no, that's fraud. That's
fraud. That's already been proven. I forgot her name now, but the Republican that was running has stated that there was over 15,000 votes that got counted in her favor over Tora Small. She should be elected.
Let me tell you, and I mentioned this last night, and I'll mention it again because I don't know if I'm right here in Texas, our attorney general has just came out and gave us these numbers. 95,000 illegal aliens are registered to vote in Texas. 58,000 of them voted. Now, you think about your normal congressional seat election, all right? 5,000 or 6,000 votes will win that. How many of those seats were turned by illegal aliens voting, which are invalid votes and should have never been counted? And this is what this whole open border thing is about. It's about Democrat votes. It's about the kickback from the cartel. And it's about trafficking children and women. These people are absolutely disgusting. And it's not just Democrats either. It's Republicans too. That's why they're fighting.
Look over here where I'm at, about 3 hours from the border. And they just seized 250 pounds of fentanyl. Okay. And
you know,
how
many people that can kill?
Oh yeah, I lost a best friend over that almost a year ago. Lost another friend 2 weeks ago. My son's was hooked on it. So yeah.
Yep, the anniversary of my daughter's death is coming up on the 16th of February this month, and
that's why I said
it's going to be the first year I haven't had my husband.
I'm thankful, and I know I sound crude when I say this, and Carmen Lydia, I know you understand, but I'm thankful he's in jail right now because he can't get his hands on it.
Yeah, well, that problem is up here in Maryland, you can't get more in prison and in jails up here in Maryland as much as you can get out there on the street. Do not think the cartels are not pushing these drugs through the correctional facilities, because they are.
Oh, yeah,
they
are.
People ODing,
they are.
And they're having them ODing in prisons. They're having them ODing in even the detention centers. I mean, it's pathetic, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We need this wall. We need this security. We need this wall because we have got to block the drug cartel.
Israel was stating today on Twitter, you know, I was watching some Twitter feeds from Israel, and they were saying today border walls do work because they just got their new walls up, and they got a security motion system which detects movements underground. Underground movements. You know, and stuff like that.
They have all those tunnels.
Mm-hmm. And they said... And they said we need a system like that with the border wall. Because it works. And that was from Israel.
I'll tell you what. I think it's push is going to come to shove. Come the 15th. Is it the 15th, I believe? Yeah.
Well, I think on the 15th.
If they shut down the government again, I don't know if anybody noticed, but I mean, when the government was shut down, we were doing just fine.
Oh, yeah. I didn't miss them, did you?
I didn't miss them at all.
You know, the only thing that hurt was, you know, I'm on food assistance, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but we got our food stamps for this month. Everybody did around the state. We got it for February, doubled, you know, and I got almost $800 in food stamps, which helped me stock up. Well, now, just today, they came out and said we're getting them again on the 20th for March. You know, and everything. So I'm like, well, that's telling me right there they're getting ready for another shutdown.
Yep, they're going to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to shut down. They kept the VA going. I know that much because, well, I was still getting paid. So, you know, I'm still getting my check. Military was still getting paid off.
But what everybody's missing here, what everyone is missing here is the fact that the president doesn't have to go through Congress and he doesn't have to declare an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Constitutionally,
but he has that executive right to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, actually, in the Constitution, I don't have it right at hand. Which one it is, I don't remember it outside my head. But in the case of national security, he can have a military bill that law, and nobody, no judge can stop it in any way, shape, or form. It's not
debatable. The Democrats just introduced a bill today to stop the president from using the military to build a wall. They're trying to
pass the Senate, so it ain't going no further. If he ain't going to fucking sign it, so they can pass bills all fucking day long.
Right, and I was arguing with somebody over that, and I'm like, well, even though if that bill does pass, he can still override it. He's a president.
Look at all the shit that Obama did. He was overriding everything. Obama didn't even give a shit about Congress.
Do we not understand how the system works? The House can pass bills all day long.
Right.
It has to go through the Senate. All right. Mm-hmm. The Senate's not going to sign off on something like that. And if something did happen where the House and Senate passed it, the president doesn't have to sign it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What I would like to talk about, I want to talk about something serious here. Oh, we're going to cut spending, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. It's been 2 years, I still have not seen a fucking budget. Nothing but continuing resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people turned in their weapons? They had a turn in weapon thing here in Maryland. The majority of weapons that were turned in were weapons that were not even able to fire. They were getting paid.
Right.
They were getting paid, you know?
Right.
And I think about all this bullshit with the guns and everything else. I'm telling you, it's not... I do not see this nation giving up their weapons. I do not see them having enough people to do door-to-door because they... Let me tell you what. Even the cops... They do not want to be on the other side of that door because they don't know what may be waiting for them. And so many officers have spoken up in regards to that. I do not see our country being disarmed. I just don't see it happening. And like I told my husband's from Utah. You know, I guess, you know, I mean, I went there for the first time, and he's originally from there. Me, I'm from this shithole, good old Maryland. But, my thing is, I believe we were given our God-given rights to protect our families, protect ourselves. And I live by the Constitution. But then when I look at the school system today and I see what my grandchildren are being taught, I'll tell you what. If we don't do something, our grandkids, honestly, they're going to be lost anyway. They're going to be lost to the system.
Well, that's why they're trying to cut out all this Common Core BS that's in our schools now.
Oh, my God. It's such bullshit. It's such bullshit.
Yeah,
Common Core is so stupid. If you ever seen this math that they send, I'm like, well, wait a minute. All you got to do is do this. Why the hell do I got to go through 24 steps to get the same answer? And then they're like, well, children don't need to do cursive. I said, so I guess you're going to remove signature off of all the bank cards, applications. Oh, they can print their name on the back of a check and shit? I said, what is wrong with you people?
Right.
I said, they need to know how to sign their name. They need to know how to write cursive. They need structure.
Exactly.
They need discipline, morals, respect.
Well, this is often the socialists because they want them to be stupid and dumb. They don't want them to be smart. They want them to be dependent.
Well, I'll tell you what. My father's 84 years old, and I hope to hell that I live to be as old as him and as old as my grandmother because I'm going to be the meanest, nastiest woman they've ever come across. I kid you not.
Uh-oh.
I will be in a wheelchair if need be, and I will still be shooting your ass.
Right. Lost Virgil and Russell, so it's just me. I think he just hung up. I think he had to leave. So it's just me and you tonight. But
yeah. Oh, all right. Well, hey, is Jennifer coming on?
He said he's got to work late and everything. So, but anyway, but no, it's like you know, we, but I agree with you on that, you know, and everything. So, but it's this Common Core stuff is nonsense, you know, and
oh
what they're teaching.
God.
And indoctrination and stuff like that, you know.
And they are doing it, and nobody wants to believe it, but it is an indoctrination, I'm telling you. I went up to school to have lunch with my grandchildren, but they know me there. In this school, though, it only has, what I like about it, only has two grades, pre-K and kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, what I do not like is the fact that they push them through lunch. I mean, in 20 minutes, they're taking their food from them. Okay,
right.
And then I see the work they're sending home to them and everything else. But I speak up. You know, like, my grandchildren are going to know the Pledge of Allegiance. My grandchildren, they're going to pray. They're, you know, that's just the way I am. I want them to know that you're not going to go through life thinking that the world owes you everything. You're going to work for what you want, because that's the problem. So many want to, so many today, when you look at these kids today, how disrespectful they are, it's because they've been given everything, pretty much handed it all. They don't know what it's like to fight. They don't know what it's like to work and earn something. Now they expect it. And these school systems put it in their head. Well, if your parent corrects you or if they smack your bottom, call protective services. Well, let me tell you what. If that ever takes place, I'm going to say, you know what? Hey, you guys are aborting babies at 9 months. If I want to slap my grandchild's ass for being disrespectful, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's just, I look at society as a whole. I do believe it can change.
I agree.
I know it can change.
You know, and it's been that way for a long time, because, you know, I remember back in the days when we got out of hand, my daddy would backhand us, you know. We get socked in the mouth or socked in the ass, you know. You
like
know,
a swabbing Harrison belt.
You know.
I
but
hear
anyway,
that snapping of the belt.
Right, or a switch, you know, or
yeah,
or
I was
whatever.
Running like hell.
Yep, so. Anyway, we do got to go on a fast break, and we'll be back here in about 10 minutes. So hang in there, Carmelita, and everything. Virgil just called back in. Virgil, if you can hear me, we're going to go on a fast break, so we'll be right back. So anyway, you guys hang in there. Talk to you in about 10 minutes. And welcome back to Mega News Nation. My name is Joseph Bernard with Virgil Spragas, Ripped the Hoodie, and Miss Carmelita. We are live, and I can tell you what, that was a great speech I just heard the president give just now. And I tell you, it's gonna be interesting for the next couple of days to see what's gonna happen. So, Virgil, what did you think? Virgil, are you there?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm right here.
So what did you think?
Well,
about...
I thought he.
Oops, that was me. My battery's going low. Go ahead.
Okay. What? Finish the question.
So what did you think about his speech? The last part of it.
Well, I didn't catch the majority of it. I caught bits and pieces. I think it could have been more finger pointing. He should have called them out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but they're going to do that to themselves. That's he set them up. They're going to do that to themselves. That's what they always do. They're going to always. Trust me. Once they open their mouth, it's like insert foot.
Well,
I think
it's come time. It's come time. Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I'm going to watch the whole thing tomorrow. But it's come time. Speeches to rally the troops, fine. But it's come time to end the investigations, end the fact-finding, end this, end all of this political correctness, bullshit, and politeness. And it's time for some action, Mr. President. It's time for some action.
The state of
emergency needs to be declared, and all of this harping on you providing jobs, you providing this, the economy, and what your administration has done. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. That's all academic. Let's get down to the rat killing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the rat killing. Let's do it. Let's quit fucking around.
I think he's going to do it. And what's going on with Kavanaugh? Did anybody look at his demeanor?
I don't know.
His demeanor was very off.
He was. I was wondering this all night. Why is he protesting with the rest of the Supreme Court, you know, after we got him in there and everything? And he looked upset himself. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he looks like something's bothering him. Like something's off.
Maybe they threatened him. Who knows?
You know his body language. Yeah, but they can try. They can try, but I mean, you know, Ginsburg, she's on her way out. That old bat's gonna croak. Everybody knows she's gonna croak.
Well,
and then you look
at
somebody
in
there before.
She magically appeared last night, so out of nowhere, you know, and everything.
Right, that's her doppelganger.
Yeah. That's what everybody was saying, because, you know, even the daughter was saying, well, she's not able to speak or anything. Well, I think there was reason for that. And like you said, I think it was a body double. You know,
I'm telling you, the doppelganger, she's dead. That woman died in December. For God's sake, come out and just say your mama's dead and call it a day so we can get on with it and pick somebody. Jesus, is she about to speak or is she about to hit herself with that gavel? I can't listen to this bitch. I got to turn that off.
Oh, yep. So I'm actually getting ready to turn off. But anyway, tonight, you know, folks, we just heard the president speak and everything. Why don't you call in to our listeners? Call in tonight, 917-889-3890. I would love to hear what your opinion and what you thought. And we got about, 54 minutes left of the show. So call in and everything. So, but, you know... I tell you, it's seeing the reactions from the Democrats tonight was priceless too. You know, even I was like, you know, he even got the Ortiz to get up there, jump up and down, and, you know, and everything. So, that was comical to watch. So, but we'll see.
Maybe he's
we'll see what's going
to
happen.
To go. Let's hope some of them, you know, have been swayed. I don't know. I mean, all them chicks giving high fives and everything. I thought that was pretty stupid. I mean, God, making women look like damn fools. All because y'all in office, y'all aren't doing anything. Y'all are just henpecking, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, right. Sleeping their way to the top, basically.
Pelosi was pissed.
Oh yeah, you know, through the whole most of it, she was just, I don't know, just a sour look on her face. But we did got a caller, so let me see her. Hello, caller.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. What did you think about the speech?
Well, I didn't listen to the speech, but I tell you what, I think Trump's doing the right thing by giving those committees an extra month to come up with a decision. What he's done was he afforded the whole thing due process.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do call an emergency, you know there's going to be some lawsuits. Well, the court can't say that he didn't let it work its way out in Congress, and they refused to.
Right.
So he has to do what he has to do.
Right, right. And, you know, but I do see a possible shutdown coming on the 15th. I mean, I can see it coming and everything. So, but he made his argument tonight and everything about the border security and everything. And I agree with you on that. I think, you know, he's given.
Was the angel moms there?
Yeah, they were there. They were there. And
they tried to shake hands with Pelosi?
Nope. Not that I saw. Could you see anything there, Carmelita?
No, they didn't. Nobody tried to approach her. That old bat was keeping her distance. I tell you, she had that gavel in her hand. I don't know if I would want to approach
that
her unless
was,
I had a bigger gavel.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But let me tell you, let me say this, fellas. Let me say this. You know, one thing that we can say that has came out with the advent of Donald Trump, you can now see where the country is about to go to with all these different wild ideologies along the lines of socialism, that people that have it need to take it and give it to other folks under any terms. It has gotten to be really, really, really reckless.
Exactly. Well, look at Venezuela. You know, look at them. They tried
absolutely.
To burn, you know, because
then
of
you know what they're gonna say. Mm-hmm. What they're gonna say is, well, the United States interfered with Venezuela. Well, that's always that lackadaisical excuse. But no, look at the representative. You got this one Cortez. Look at her wild ideas, and she don't understand. You got this Kamala Harris. Look at the ideas that she has. So then you got Cory Booker.
Booker.
What you was? Yeah. And did you listen to Cuomo when he talked about taxing the rich, and they are starting to run away from New York?
Yeah.
So what
we
do you
just
expect?
Oh, they're all leaving.
Yep.
They're all leaving. Your Brooklyn's going to be a hole. Well, it's already a hole, but.
No, that's kind of funny, though.
And what it is, sadly, it's coming to my state right now, the New Mexico. They're trying to pass these same crazy laws out here and everything, you know. And we got socialists in our government up here, and we got a socialist governor. And she's already cut, I was just saying earlier, she just raised property taxes by 12%. Gas went up again today because they're cutting up back with the fraction.
Okay.
You know. Go
Joseph,
ahead, Virgil.
Joseph, I'm going to mute down because this thing that ran for governor in Georgia, I got to listen to this. Her rebuttal to Trump's speech. I got to listen to this.
Yeah.
I got to listen to this.
Virgil, it's always good to hear your voice, Virgil.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So,
thank you very much.
Can you tell us who you are, caller?
My name is Pianchi. I'm calling from, I'm down in Baton Rouge in my winter home now.
You've called before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, but, you know. This is going to be it's dangerous right now where we're facing, and you know, like I was saying, you know, they're passing all these crazy socialist laws here in New Mexico. They just passed a bill on fraction to get rid of that. A lot of the oil comes from New Mexico out here.
They're getting rid of fracking.
Yep. They just passed a bill today. Nope.
Well, how do they think that the United States becoming energy independent? If it wasn't for their ability to go back in these wells and
take
out
to,
more.
According to our governor, the reason why they did it because it needs to have more study to determine certain things, you know. It's like, well, you're cutting the revenue off. That's where the revenue comes from, you know, and everything.
And
so,
how about these abortion laws?
Oh, that's crazy.
Don't get me started.
Would you ever had a thought of something like that coming down the pipe?
I did. You know.
With the women today, with the women today, yes, indeed. This feminism, oh yeah, I'm not about it. Sorry.
You know, that's true.
I was
standing
in front of a convention of women and tell them straight up, I don't care what anyone says. We are not physically capable. We can serve our country, yes, that's true. Okay, but do we need to be on the front line? We are not. I am sorry, but we are not physically or mentally capable of actually being on the front line. If you cannot bring in your wounded, and I know, I was out in the field, and let me tell you what, there was another female, she was a ways over in a foxhole, and you could hear her crying, literally crying. You lose more lives, and now women want these rights and that right. You know what? Mm-hmm. We always had a right to do whatever we want with our body. You know, nobody took that from us. But the right to kill your child? Are you kidding me?
Well, next
that's
on the law, next on the law, they're going to want to kill the elderly, kill the handicapped, you know, and stuff like that. This is all for one world order. That's what they're getting ready for.
Yeah, let me tell you what. Somebody comes after my poppy, you're going to see, you're going to be reading on the news, Puerto Rican woman loses her shit. Okay?
Right.
It will not go well. You know, Ocasio, I didn't even know she was Boricua. Do you know she's Boricua? Ocasio Cortez?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's Puerto Rican.
I thought her family came from Canada or something like that.
No, she's Puerto Rican. And it's crazy because if you speak to a lot of, and this is another sad part, if you speak to a lot of Puerto Ricans from like Arecibo, Puerto Rico, San Juan, Mayagüez, Ponce, all because of that hurricane and all the crap they're being fed and everything else, you know, I got into it. I literally got into a debate and with another Puerto Rican telling me, you know, I was wrong for supporting Trump, that Trump was the reason that the country was, the island was destroyed. And I'm like, I said, I'm sorry, but I'm educated. You know, my father made sure that we were educated. That was very important to him.
The diverse was already here before he became president. It just got,
well,
you know,
worse.
Well, look
at the diversity in Florida. Look at Florida now. All the Puerto Ricans are leaving Puerto Rico and they're going to Florida.
Yep. Nope.
And then Florida, look at what happened with the police. Look what happened. They found out the police has been funneling millions of dollars in drug cartel money.
So it's getting crazy out there.
We as patriots have to. I know everybody says, Carmelita, half these militias are full of shit. I got it. But don't you think, what if, and I'm just saying, you guys, what if we built our own military, had our own military. Everybody's got private security. Everybody's got this, everybody's got that. Doesn't anyone actually take the time to read the Constitution today? And know what our legal rights are?
No,
they don't. It's not taught in the schools. No, they don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we don't get a hold on this, we're not just losing our grandchildren. We're losing generation after generation. And that's what it comes down to. I went because my grandchildren, like I said, I see what they're being taught. I do not like it. And I went and bought this book. And it's simple for them to read. And it is, this is our Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything else. And just like with due process, that red flag law, as we've spoken about before, there's no due process. Also, I spoke with someone else, okay? I have my HIPAA certification and all my medical stuff. We're not signing off to have our medical records released. a lot of this red flag does not have to do with mental illness or any of that mm-hmm. crap. It is basically profiling. That's what they're doing. They're profiling people. Like the medical marijuana, okay? Everybody wants a medical card. They go into a database. That database, once you, in Maryland, if you get a marijuana medical card, you give up your right to own a weapon. They let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, where do you guys see this going? Honestly, where do you see this going in the next 6 months, in the next year?
Well, I have always said there has been an underhanded movement to destroy the fabric of this country. And with the advent since Donald Trump has came, now you can see it. We've always suspected it was there, but now you can see the effects of it. You talk, they're not teaching the Constitution. They're probably teaching UN human rights in their schools. Then people come out and say that everybody deserves a house. People uh-huh. deserve good food. People do, and what's this one lady talking? Listen, she's talking about doing away with meat. Well, what happened to Oprah Winfrey when she spoke out against the cow industry? Remember that? Well, why come they're not jumping on her?
Because it's all propaganda. I'm telling you. That's why I try to explain to everybody. The left-wing media, it's a form of psyop. How else do you get others to go against one another? Think about it. You feed all the propaganda, all the lies, all the deception, everything that you want. You're going to go after you're going to go after not just the middle class, but you're going to go after the individuals who survive off of the state, have no means of being able to provide for everything. Okay, I know individuals. My father gets supplement food program. Okay,
mm-hmm.
if you knew it. They play, it's a mind control thing. And now that they got this Common Core in our schools, I'm telling you, this is how they're targeting our younger generation. But mm-hmm. from what I understand, and I mean, you and I just spoke about this a little while ago, they are trying to get Common Core out of the schools. But also, they have this program that a lot of people are made aware of. It's called the Boost Program. If you go and get an application offline for a Boost program, you can literally get your child into private schooling that does not teach Common Core. It doesn't mm-hmm. teach it. And that is another thing. We have to look at the well-being. Like my grandchildren, I told my daughter straight up, I said, they are not going to public school. I said, if I got to homeschool them, I'll homeschool them because I'm retired.
Right. Well, a lot of people are doing that, you know, homeschooling and stuff. And I wish I could have done it, you know, for my son, and if I couldn't afford it because it's costly, but it's worth it, you know. And there's some churches that offer homeschooling if you can find it, you know, too. That's reasonable and stuff. But you know, it's like Trump said in his speech, he wants to get rid of the Common Core, and I hope they do.
What about retired teachers? What about, you know, what about them setting it up? I mean, we've got all these empty houses, but yet we have mm-hmm. all these homeless. We have all these empty buildings. Why not set up mm-hmm. a building, have retired teachers who would be willing to volunteer their time? Just like we have, mm-hmm. cause think about it. In the Wounded Warrior Program, we had the Red Cross aides come in, okay? They volunteered mm-hmm. their time, mm-hmm. all right? Why not set something like that up? Individuals who are
exactly.
retired educators who will volunteer their time to teach these children.
Right. You know, they don't want to teach our children because they want, like I said earlier, they want to be stupid and dumb. You know, that's a socialist and everything.
But I'm talking about the retired uh-huh. educators, the ones who do still believe in the Constitution, the ones who are fighting for our rights.
Right. Right. You know,
are many out there.
All right.
In your school district, the school district can allocate a fund to pay minimum wage to retired teachers to come in and work with the kids. I mean,
exactly.
that's whatever you want to do in your school district. Your curriculum can be, I don't know what it is in other states, in the state of Missouri. I just got through looking it up because I was arguing with somebody. It says that the curriculum, the state board of education cannot tell a local school district what the textbooks they use or the curriculum they use. That's up to those people in that district.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree with you on that, you know. But New Mexico is different with the curriculum and stuff here and everything. But, two, this is a liberal state, you know, so and everything. And it's hard living in a state like this, but now it's getting worse, you know, and everything. I was just telling my roommate today, I go, you know, if I could, I would move out of here, you know, but I can't find a place with the kind of work that I do and everything to survive, you know, and so, you know, I'll remain here, but it's like, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just crazy.
A lot of these states are hemorrhaging population. Illinois is hemorrhaging.
Yeah, New Mexico's fixing to hemorrhage, you know, because we're about 3 hours from the border, and right now we just took in about 3,000 immigrants right now, and they're overflowing they were talking about it earlier today, they're overflowing the homeless shelters.
Oh, you can't find anything in Maryland. You cannot. Yeah. I can go down, I can probably go five, well, I could go into like maybe, I don't know how many miles out, but I'll tell you what, you see them. Homeless people laying on the streets. You see, I mean, and let me tell you what, I have gone out of my way. I put people up in hotels. I have, my husband and I have fed them out of our trucks. We did whatever, you know, if God will provide for us, I will provide for others. That's just the way it is.
What about the churches?
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the churches are getting over flooded. They're running out. Because this, New Mexico is a sanctuary city now.
So is Columbia, Maryland, guys, and they said Columbia, Maryland was one of the wealthiest areas in Maryland.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so, with MS-13 in there.
Well, can I ask you a question? Y'all need to catch this. Y'all need to catch this.
Go ahead, Virgil.
This Cuckoo Caracha Cortez bitch here, she's now blaming Hurricane Maria on Trump.
Oh my God! See, what did I tell you guys? What did I tell you? Little Puerto Rican, she needs to be smacked. She needs to be smacked. She's a disgrace to my heritage.
And I just watched Stacey Abrams' stand-up comedy routine, in which she said that truckers like myself were being forced to buy our trucks. I don't know of anybody being held at gunpoint to go to a bank and get a loan for a freight liner.
She's
talking about. She's talking about the ballots. You know, the voting that they're trying to restrict voting rights for people, and a fair and equal voting system. I guess they want to hook up a printing press for more provisional ballots, I guess, in Georgia next election.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are unspooled. They're totally unspooled. I cannot believe
that. Yeah,
but
see, that's what I said. Let them speak because they make themselves. Trump does not have to, you know, point fingers because these guys, they make themselves look like asses. Look at Virginia right now. They're going at each other in Virginia. I mean, it's crazy. And like,
but you know, the only thing
about
the only thing with that is you got to have
sensible
people.
Factories are shutting down, according to Stacey Abrams. Factories are shutting down, and people are living paycheck to paycheck. And she's having to go out and hand out food.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about the lady who tried to win Georgia?
Yeah,
that was the black lady.
Yeah,
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, old spread tooth.
Yeah, we call her
Miss
Piggy.
You're talking about Hungry Hungry Hippo, right?
Yep.
Hungry Hippo Abrams? Okay.
She in debt to
her neck. She's a socialist all the way. Socialist all the way. Just like Ocasio-Cortez is dumb as a... Oh, my God. Rocks are smarter than her. I'm telling you, you've got to remember, we still have the upper hand because everything, It's well, Section 7 of our Constitution states procedures for making law.
Black women are dying because they can't get the health care for their unborn children. They're dying. Yeah, because they can't get the health care for their unborn children. Then she wants to bring up the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, why would you want health care for an unborn child that you plan to abort?
Like an oxymoron? It's like an oxymoron there. They can't get health care, but, you know, we need health care to abort a baby.
This is unbelievable what I'm hearing here.
Thank God I don't pay taxes. Thank God I'm a veteran.
Oh, my God. But anyway, you know, just that Trump said, and he called him out and told him. I was reading the playbacks earlier, but there, he called him out and said, "We're not going to be a socialist country ever. We're a republic." You know, and that was,
you
that
know,
was
you
advice.
Have to feel good with it.
Huh?
You have to feel good with that man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You really have to feel good with him. Those who in the know.
Yep.
It's so wonderful to have somebody at that particular level in government speaking the way he's speaking.
Yep.
He does care, honest to God. That man cares about our country. He cares about our security. He cares about us as a whole. He really wants to work with these people. He does. But I'm sorry, guys. I don't care what if we get a female president, I'm not voting. Nope. I won't do it. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
All right.
Because that's a scary situation. I bet you Pelosi runs. I wonder if she hasn't dropped her little thing in the hat.
Well, she.
How many Democrats we got running already? How many Democrats have already dropped their hat in the ring?
Quite about 6 or 7 so far.
We got Cory Booker, Kamala Harris,
We got
Julian Castro.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in California, the Castro guy.
Oh my God, are you serious?
We got the ex-CEO from Starbucks that's independent.
Yeah.
Democrats are really all over him because if he loses, Trump gets the votes.
Isn't that awesome?
Either way. I think that's why he's really running, you know.
And you know, here's another thing, fella. We just ended 2 years with Trump, and they already talk about another damn election.
Yep. Been coming up quick. It's coming up quick, 2020.
I don't know. I think I'm going to run for something, guys, because, hey, I'm a female, so maybe I'll just get voted in.
I'm running for the hills.
Well, here's what you do. Go in as a Democrat, get elected in there through the fraud and everything, just switch to Republican.
There you go.
Oh, be a rhino, right? I'll say, sorry, guys. I'm actually a Republican. Okay, well, how do you do now, Ocasio?
Right. Just say, I'm tired of this. I'm gonna go to Republican side. You know?
No.
I do it in a heartbeat.
No.
Beat
him, say, is
game.
That what y'all wanted me to do?
Right.
Oh,
for Democrat.
I would do it. I would definitely do it. I would do it just like them. I would say, well, sorry. Mm-hmm. Can't vote for y'all. Stalemate. I'm going to the other side.
All right. Right.
Really throw a... Yeah, really throw a lug at it and say, isn't that what we discussed I was supposed to do?
Oh, they would. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine the Republicans doing that, beating them at their own game?
That would be awesome.
You know,
the problem
is
Trump's honest. He's an honest man.
Yeah. Yep.
And I do. I gotta have faith. I really do. I'm gonna keep my faith.
Yep. So,
I've seen some really bad crap.
Yeah. You know, he does over exaggerate a little bit, but what person doesn't? You know, and we're all human beings.
Look at Pelosi,
you know?
Too.
Mm-hmm. We're all human beings. Nobody's perfect.
you know, and everything. But look what he's up against. Look what the most of the Republicans are up against. You know, we're like we were saying last night on our show. We're actually in a spiritual battle right now between good and evil. Right now, we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. Right at this moment, that's where we're at.
Would you ever thought you had that many Judases in the Republican Party?
Nope, nope, not in my lifetime. But you know, here we are. You know, and everything, but it's crazy, you know, and stuff. But and who knows, you know, who knows what's gonna happen. But
and you talk about Nancy Pelosi, 80 years old, Maxine. What have you got to lose? Hell, you're not going. I mean, what do you got to lose?
All right.
I want to know how she's worth all those millions. Where'd she get all those millions?
Well,
think about
it's like
it.
We talked. Well, if you think about it, her father was in the cartel. He was a heroin dealer.
Yes, he was. He's from Maryland. He was here in Maryland.
He was
originally from Maryland. That's where that witch originated from, Maryland.
That's how they got the riches. Well, the rest of it, you know, Pelosi got it through the cartels, you know.
And that's why do you think she's opposing the border?
Mm-hmm. And that exactly.
Because
not
you're
just
cutting off her funding.
Yep. Not just hers, but, you know, Schumer, or Chuck Schumer and the rest of them that are involved. No, El Chapo stated the other day, I've been watching him, you know, pretty close. He said the other day he was going to name some politicians that are involved.
He gave $15 million to Hillary Clinton to her campaign.
Yep.
$15
million. Yep. So, you know.
He's about to name others. See, this is why I'm saying, I think, you know, they always say, what's that saying, that everything comes out in the wash?
Mm-hmm.
We just got to do a little bit more scrubbing.
Right, exactly. And, you know, but we just got to wait and see. And just, you know, it's just with all these patients, you know, I'm getting agitated with everything like everybody else. But we just got to hold in there, you know, it's a rough ride and stuff. But it'll all come out in the end. It'll come down.
And you know, another thing too.
I don't understand how they're making bills down there in New Mexico. Because those bills still have to be approved. Even if they're
not in
your
state.
Guys.
Because the House over here is all Democrat. Got flipped over.
Another thing too, guys, is you got to speak to your grandkids and sit them down and tell them what the heck's going on.
Exactly. Educate them. You know, that's what I do. That's what I do with my, you know, me and my roommate. We sit there, we educate people. And we got a friend of ours, a client that I take care of that's actually a liberal, and she's starting to think a little bit now because she was blaming Trump for everything. But we've been talking to her and get her to see some things. We're not hardcore or trying to push her into it, but now she's starting to come around thinking, you know, and stuff, that we were right about some things and stuff. So, but it's all, that's what this program is about on this show, education, educating people. You know, we've been doing it for 6 years. And in fact, we just had one of our converts call last night. You know, he listened to us, and he was a Democrat. Yeah, I think either Democrat or liberal, and he switched because of shows like ours, you know. So, but that's what we're all about: education, facts, and truth.
Absolutely. If they just listen
to
CNN all the time, what do you? That's what's going to persuade them.
Exactly.
And that's where it all comes in again, form of PSYOP. I had to do PSYOP for the military. I did PSYOP for the military. And trust me, you can go in there and you can make the enemy think that you're Santa Claus. Anyway, it's amazing how you can, if you guys would know that what was up here at Aberdeen Proving Grounds, you'd probably be in shock. The tunnels and everything that are underneath there, stuff that goes on, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Well, it's like here. I know we got a military base here where I live at. This about probably about, let's say, about 400 yards from where I live, where I'm at right now. And there's, nobody's not supposed to know they're there, but I've seen helicopters come out. We've actually had one fly over last night during the show that was flying so low that it shook my whole, the whole house. But, you know, there is, we got undergrounds here in New Mexico, all over, going into Colorado.
Why are they flying so low?
I have no idea, but it scared the crap out of me last night, you know. But there's a base here, and I've seen big old aircraft carrier planes fly in. We got a small airport over here. I'm like, well, how in the hell is that aircraft carrier going to fit in that airport, you know? Well, I've seen Apache helicopters up here. So there's something out here, you know.
You're by William, aren't you? You don't live far from William, do you?
I'm up here in Belen, New Mexico. I'm not too far from Kirkland Air Force Base. I'm actually about 20 minutes away. But I'm in the Mesa area, which is practically out in the middle of nowhere, you know, and everything. But there's some old bunkers out here that we used to party at when we were teenagers. And we think this is where most of the military is at right now. They're gearing up for something, because I've been seeing a lot of heavy aircraft carrier planes coming in. You know,
that's odd.
And stuff.
That's odd, especially if it hasn't been used. See, away from here. Well, the thing is, you know, we're not far from Frederick. We're not far from Cumberland, Maryland. And like I told my husband, I said, you get a high ground. You always want to get high ground. That way you know what's coming from air and from below. And the thing is, if you're saying that you are having a lot of aircraft activity in your area,
especially at night, well, sometimes there are times, Carmelita, that I'm sitting here and laying asleep 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I get jarred out of my bed because I feel the ground shaking.
They're doing maneuvers of some kind.
And it's underground.
Normally at night is when they'll do maneuvers. But I mean, you're saying Chinooks are coming low to the ground at nighttime. That's just,
No. Well, I had actually texted my roommate a couple times because, you know, I'm like, did you feel that? You know, and she's like, no, I didn't feel anything, you know. And I'm like, well, I just got jarred out of my bed, you know, and everything at 4 o'clock in the morning and everything. But you know, it gets weird sometimes, but it's like I'm used to it too. But anyway, it's getting close to that time to close the show and everything. But I tell you what, we're going to be back Thursday on a regular time. I just wanted to come on, just talk. You know, BS talk tonight and talk about the presidential address and stuff. But I tell you what, you know, we're I don't know. Hopefully we can get in the right direction. You know, I'm praying for it, because if we don't, you know, we're all doomed. And I'm pretty sure the president will do what he can to get us in that direction. You know, and everything. So,
I believe we will.
Yeah, I believe we will too. But I think we're going to have a national emergency. I really see it coming. You know,
yeah, that's coming. That's a definite.
Now, you know, that's the most definite. When, I don't know, but it's coming. It's like I said earlier on the show, I'm on, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say it, but I am on food assistance. And they were saying today that on the 20th, we're going to be getting March is food stamps. And we just got February's food stamps last month, so you know, so something's getting ready to come up. So you know,
well, he's going to shut down because they're not going to give in. I'm telling you right now, they're not going to do it. They're not going to give in for that wall.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and sign off. And Virgil just lost Virgil, but anyway, thank you caller for calling in, and call back in any time. And we'll be back Thursday night on our regular programming and everything and stuff. So tune in to Mega News Nation, new radio name and everything. As I said earlier, we are, you know, growing and expanding and everything. So bear with us and stuff.
Well,
so,
I will. I don't drink, but whenever I need to be sobered up, I come over here.
Well, I'm glad you do.
I'm glad you do, you know, and everything. So, you know, but to our supporters and our listeners out there, we'll see you back here Thursday night at a regular time and stuff. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. Carmelita, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. You have a good evening now, all right? Everybody have a good evening. Be safe.
Be safe. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.